read something.
Chapter 16, text number 17. Atma sambhavita sabda dhanamana madanvita yajante nama yagyaiste tambe na vidhi purvakam. Translation. Self-complacent and always impudent, deluded by wealth and false prestige, they sometimes perform sacrifices in name only, without following any rules or regulations.
Modern yogic society. Transcendental meditation. Whatever nonsense they like to do. In the Bhagavad Gita it is stated that yogis should sit down in a secluded, sacred place. And they are seeking after America's big, big cities. They find out yogic class in America's big, big cities. Hotels. This is that one. The prescription is that one should sit down in a solitary, sacred place, alone. And this is a holding class. All smokers, drunkards, woman hunters, they're yogis. What do you think? Is it all right? And they're accepting yogi this, yogi that. In India they cannot find out because people are not so full as yet. Then in big, big cities, in big, big hotels, yoga practice. In India, although so far, they will not accept. They will at once detect there is a rascal. But here, dambamana, they are qualified, they have got money. So whatever they accept, that is all right. Because they have got money. No other qualification they require. They have money, they can pay. That's all. You did that? Dhammama.
Atma sambhavita stabda dhana mana madanvita.
What are the word meanings?
Atma sambhavita. Self-complacent.
Whatever they think, it is all right, that's all. They are not going to hear any authority. Whatever they think, that is fine, that's all. Why?
Stabda. Impudence.
No obedience to authority. Impudence. And?
Dhanamana.
Dhanamana. Because they've got money, whatever they think, that's all right. And there's gurus also will say, yes, it's all right. And the guru says that it is not all right, then nobody will come to him. He has to say, it is all right. He's also after money and all that. That's all. He does not come here to teach something. This is going on. Therefore, they come in so many numbers. They have now taken a good field. And in America, you go, you say any nonsense, and they will accept. And pay money for them. From the very beginning, what is going on? Now, because it is going on like that, we are also counted among them. It is folly to be wise, or ignorance is bliss. This is a difficulty. They are also taking this movement. Oh, these boys are chanting and dancing. This is also another sentiment. Another edition of hippie movement. That, again, I think, Grassam's theory. Bad money drives away good money. You know this?
Yes.
This is economic theory. Bad money drives away good money. Because nowadays, bad money, that paper money is going on. That gold coins no more in existence. Formerly, we have seen gold coins in our childhood. We have not seen it. We have seen.
Collector's items.
Huh?
Collector's items.
Collector?
Only someone may have one just as a collection. You can't get them.
Formerly, in the currency, when you go to take some exchange, it was the etiquette of the teller to ask you what you want, silver money, gold money, or paper money. Then it was your duty. If you say, I want gold money, they will pay you gold money. Not only it is written in the paper, I promise to pay, but the promise was kept. If he wants, give me payment in gold, they'll pay. And now, to keep gold, holding gold is illegal. Mm. So you cannot ask. This is my legalize cheating. You have to accept this paper money, that's all. Don't ask for gold. There is no honesty at all. I can take paper money for my convenience sake, but how you can force me to take paper money? That is not honesty. So dishonesty begins from the government. You cannot keep gold. If you have kept gold, there will be searching, And if he found that you have God, he will be punished. In India, it's now being done. There's no freedom, even at your home, in your private life. For any common man could keep gold according to his desire, there was no such thing. Sometimes he would hide it hidden within the ground because there was no bank. At least in India this was practice. If you have got some gold, you keep it somewhere confidential within the ground so that it may not be stolen. So everyone should have right to keep his money as he likes. Why government should interfere? Therefore you see the Bhagavatam, Rajanna Dasu Dharmanya. The government man will be like rogues and thieves. By law they will take care. It is now going on in India. I think here it is also. We cannot keep going. Why? I cannot keep gold. If you have secured gold, I can give it. I want gold. You write, I promise to pay, so there must be gold coin. I must have. So many difficulties will come in the kingdom of Maya, gradually. It is already come. The 8 items, what are those items?
In the 12th canto?
Duration of life, mercifulness.
Payana parishak shavya kalavasmin vigejana, manda sumanda mateya.
No, no, I don't know.
Symptoms of the 12th canto. Symptoms of the age of melody?
Yeah.
Duration of life is decreased. If one is 20 years old, he will be a grand old man.
That is coming.
Bodily strength decreases. In smriti, intelligence, remembrance decreases.
Daya, dharma, religious principles. Everything will be reduced. And the government men, instead of giving you protection, they will act like thieves and rogues. You cannot say anything. Very, very precarious condition. All freedom lost. In Russia, all freedom lost. They have no freedom. The professor giving that testimonial, don't publish it. They are appreciating this book, but they cannot say that it's a good book. Just see what kind of freedom is there. A nice book I appreciate, I cannot give in writing.
The American government would say, how can you say that there's no freedom when the First Amendment of the United States Constitution says that there is freedom of religion? One can make any religion he likes and follow.
Now they can amend. Simply by writing, by the government, man, that's how it becomes a law. There's no question of its validity. Because it is spoken by government, therefore, in other words, the government, man, should be so honest and so elevated that actually their words should be law. But this is democracy. Any nonsense can take vote and go to the government. And then whatever he will say, that will be law. who cares that he's a rascal and somehow or other he has gotten bored and he's in a position? Who is considering that? And in the Vedic age, only the first class, brahmanas and sages, they would manusangita. That is law. Not that any rascal goes into the legislative assembly and passes some law. Of course, whatever government says, that is law. But what is the position of the government now? Assembly everything. The yogi is actually worshipable. But what are these yogis asking? These are asuric. And it is said, dhana, what is that?
Dhana mana madandita.
Dhana means money. So if you have got money, then everyone will respect you. Personally, you may be less than a dog. But because you have got money, people will respect you. Is it not? In England, I was guest in John Lennon's house, and he has taken a photograph naked. And he is a big man. He gives opinion to the newspaper reporter. People go there to take his opinion about some serious subject. And he speaks. And the man is so shameless that he is standing naked and he is important. Because he has got money. Especially in the Western countries, this is very prominent. If you have got money, then you have got everything. Therefore, they are after money only. That if somehow or other, if I get money, then I get everything. I get respect, I get honor, I get everything. Bring money, somehow or other. This is the attempt. Therefore, there is so much hard struggle. From early in the morning, 4 o'clock, they are going to the office to get money. To get more money, that is the Western civilization. Now in India they have also learned. And our philosophy is, don't try to get money. You should simply engage your life for advancing your Krishna consciousness. So who will hear us? We say, there is no need of working so hard for money. Nayang deha deha bhajang niloki kastan kaman arhati bir bhuja. This kind of working hard is done by the hogs and dogs. So why a human being should work so hard simply to get the necessities of life? This association, this meeting, this talking is meant for the human body. It is not for the cats and dogs. This is human civilization. Vaisharanya meeting going on. All the big, big learned Brahmin sages, they're talking how to do welfare activities in the human society. What is this civilization? Simply money, 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 money. And as soon as you get money, then you begin all nonsense. Illicit sex, meat eating, drinking, gambling. What will you do with the money? You do not know how to spend it.
Thinking themselves all in all, not caring for any authority or scripture, the demoniac sometimes perform so-called religious or sacrificial rites. And since they do not believe in authority, they are very impudent. This is due to illusion caused by accumulating some wealth and false prestige. Sometimes such demons take up the role of preacher and mislead the people and become known as religious reformers or as incarnations of God. They make a show of performing sacrifices and they worship the demigods or manufacture their own gods. Common men advertise them as God and worship them, and by the foolish they are considered advanced in the principles of religion or in the principles of spiritual knowledge. They take the dress of the renounced order of life and engage in all nonsense in that dress. Actually, there are so many restrictions for one who has renounced this world. The demons, however, do not care for such restrictions. They think that whatever path one can create is one's own path. There is no such thing as a standard path one has to follow. The word avidipurvakam, meaning disregard for the rules and regulations, is especially stressed here. These things are always due to ignorance and illusion. Next text. Text 18. Ahankarang balang tarpang kamang krodhang chasang srita mamatma paradeheshu pradvishanto yasu yaka. Translation. Bewildered by false ego, strength, pride, lust, and anger, the demon becomes envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in his own body and in the bodies of others, and blasphemes against the real religion. Purport. A demoniac person, being always against God's supremacy, does not like to believe in the scriptures. He is envious both of the scriptures and of the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is caused by his so-called prestige and his accumulation of wealth and strength. He does not know that the present life is a preparation for the next life. Not knowing this, he is actually envious of his own self as well as of others. He commits violence on others' bodies and on his own. He does not care for the supreme control of the Personality of Godhead because he has no knowledge. Being envious of the scriptures and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he puts forward false arguments against the existence of God and refutes the scriptural authority. He thinks himself independent and powerful in every action. He thinks that since no one can equal him in strength, power, or in wealth, he can act in any way and no one can stop him. If he has an enemy who might check the advancement of his sensual activities, he makes plans to cut him down by his own power. Srila Prabhupada, in this purport, you mentioned that not knowing that this life is a preparation for the next life, that one actually becomes envious of his own self.
Yes. If he's going to become a dog next life, and if he does not take precaution, then he is not envying himself. this life you are prime minister, and next life you are preparing to become a dog. So what is the use of becoming prime minister? You could not save yourself. Nature's law will go on. You may become prime minister or any minister, but the law elect, if you have infected some disease, so the disease will develop. It doesn't matter whether you are prime minister or this minister. So these rascals, you do not know it. Karanam guna sangha asya sata sat janma joni su. Find out this verse. This low-grade birth, high-grade birth, why it is happening? Karanam guna sangha asya sata sat janma joni.
Purusha prakriti sohi bhunkte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangasya sadasad joni janmashu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species.
They are practically saying it, that material nature, some infection, this is also material nature. And if you are infected with some contagious disease, you must suffer. They practically see it. The nature will work. Purusha prakritasya. As soon as we are in this material world, I am living entity, spirit soul. Because I am in this material world, I have accepted this material body under the regulation of the material laws. Otherwise, why there are so many varieties of life? Here is a tree. It is standing here. We are human beings. We are also here. But when there is cold blast, scorching heat, we can go into the room, but it has to be standing here for thousands of years. Why this distinction? You cannot move even an inch. It is also a living entity. Why he is punished in that way? And when there is snowfall, pinching cold, you cannot go. But a small ant, it can go from here to there. Moving and not moving, two kinds of living entity. Some of them can move, some of them cannot move. Savara. There's a grass. We are trampling over with our legs. It cannot protest. Why these differences of grades of life? This is described here. Purusha prakriti sopi bhunkte. What is that?
Enjoys. Bhunkte prakriti jan gunan.
Because this prakriti, nature, is made of three modes of material nature, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. It's like we are trying to associate with satogun. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling. The others, they are not anxious for this. They will think, what is wrong there? You can do that. But because you are infecting the tamogun, you'll have to suffer. You'll have to become a tree. You have to become a dog. How you can stop it? Where is your science? Why the scientists dying? Why they cannot invent some means, a tablet? That at the time of my death, push this tablet in my belly, I will not die. Why they are unable to do so? Who can answer this? Why the rascal scientists do not manufacture such things that there will be no death for the scientists? What do you say? Anyone for scientist can plead?
They want to do it, Prabhupada, but they cannot.
That is complacence, what is called. Yes, in future we shall do. That's all. When at present you cannot do, then you are imperfect. Why you are declaring yourself a scientist? Scientist means who is in full knowledge. That is scientist. And if you are not in full knowledge, how are you a scientist? Big, big scientist, big, big belly, chilan jumping melancholy. Rascal says that chemicals, combination of chemical makes life. So we challenge that you begin from an egg. Everyone sees the egg, some white substance, some yellow substance, covered with some cell. Just manufacture it and give it to the incubator and let the chicken come. Why you take the egg from another living chicken? What is the answer? You rascal, you make one small egg. We can see there are some white substance, yellow substance. So, you combine some chemicals, white and yellow, and cover it with cellular cell and put it under the equivalent. Get. Why the rascals cannot do it? And still the rascal will say the life can be is combination of chemicals. Give this challenge to this rascal. The life is, if it is combination of chemical, why don't you do it? The simple thing. Yes?
I was reading the other day where they have certain kinds of scientists who do nothing but make tastes out of chemicals. They say they can duplicate any taste, and they're very highly paid now for making synthetic foods taste like all other kinds of real foods.
And they will not produce food.
They're not producing the food, no.
This way, they're getting high salary. And we have to pay tax for that, income tax. That means rogism. You have got money, government to take it out and pay these rascals. Scientific research. And there are so many foundations in your country. If you ask them, give us some money for Krishna consciousness, no, we don't pay for anything. We pay to the scientists.
Now they're going to Mars. Now they're going to Mars planet. They have two ships heading for Mars, and they want one to land on July 4th.
It has already started?
Yes. Now they've given up on the moon, now it is Mars.
And the fools are paying for that.
Yes. Millions of dollars.
Let's see. one attempt has already failed, again they are looking at it and spending it.
Is it impossible for them to reach Mars because it is a hellish planet?
Who says it is a hellish planet?
In Bhagavatam. It's described as inauspicious in third canon. In the story of Varaha.
Maybe. So, first of all, let them go. They cannot go. According to our calculation, basic calculation, the moon is above sun planet and the Mars is above moon planet.
So they would have to go past the sun. So they would have to go past the sun.
First of all, according to their calculation, 93 million miles. So the moon is above 1,600,000 miles. And again 106,000 miles. So another 3 million miles above the sun. It becomes 16 million miles. So if they cannot go to the sun planet, how they can go to the Mars? All bogus.
So a scientist on television, I mean, he's saying that on Mars there are mountains that are very, very big, much bigger than the mountains in this planet, in this beautiful landscape, and they want to start a tourist industry, taking people there back and forth.
They want to start a tourist industry on Mars, taking people back.
But there is no life.
They already sold the tickets to the moon, now they're going to go on to Mars.
They say there is less advanced life, like plants.
Why? Not more advanced life?
According to their speculation, they say that the atmosphere...
That means speculation.
Well, they have a system, so-called system, by using light.
No, we find there are two kinds of living entity. Sabar and jungle. One kind of living entity, they cannot move, and one kind of living entity, they move. So, just like here, there is grass, there are trees, and we are also. There are many animals who can move. So why, if there are plants who are not moving, why not the other moving animals? This is common sense, reason. Everywhere we see two kinds of animals, moving and not moving. If the not moving is there, why not the moving? What is wrong there? This is our first question.
They say that under certain conditions, just like in...
No, those don't find such conditions. It is Raskella. We don't find such kind. Anywhere you go, there are two kinds of living entities, moving and not moving.
One of the ways they tell whether there are advanced forms of life is if they can see vegetation growing on different planets in waves, like you see them. And if they can't see that in orderly pattern, then they feel it'd be more like their advanced life.
Why there is no vegetation? They say there is vegetation.
They say very lichens. Lichens are...
That means not yet certain.
Yeah, they admit they're not certain.
Yeah, they're misleading.
According to that report that we read the other day, they... had good information now that the atmosphere was water and ice, like that. So they were expecting to find some signs of life. And they were going to land the spaceship in a canyon which was just below the equator, just at the mouth of the canyon, and it's 4 miles deep. and 50,000 years ago it was filled with water, so they're expecting to find fossils there now.
They've never been there, though. Speculation.
They never take into any consideration that there can be another form of life except other than that which they know.
Well, they are speculating, but why people are victimized by this speculation? That is it.
That's the amazing thing.
They have already failed in one speculation. They went to moon planet with some speculation that is failed. Why they are given chance, another speculation?
Everyone believes that they went?
Huh?
Everyone believes that they went?
They went, but what is the benefit? What for they went?
For scientific exploration. They consider that very noble.
Scientific exploration at the expense of this taxpayer?
They consider it a very noble cause to increase knowledge.
That's the same story that some frogs were there and children were throwing stone. Then the frogs appealed, said, "Why you are throwing stone upon us? Now we are playing." So you do what is play for you, it is death to us. Because these rascals are playing, and we have to pay heavy tax for them. This is going on. We are playing, making scientific research, and we'll pay for that. You work hard in the factory and pay tax. This is it. You pay tax, and we spend it as we like. People ask it. Maybe. This is the government of Kali Yuga. What can you do?
Speak out against these masters.
What is play to you is death to us. But never mind, you die, we play. They have already spent so much money, moon exploration, and that is stopped now. No benefit. And they brought some sand and some rock, satisfied. Again, the same thing with Mars. But we can say from our poor knowledge that as they have failed in the moon planet, they will fail also in the Mars. Take it down, not down.
They published
it. You know, this is all bluff.
In Los Angeles papers, they quoted you saying that they didn't go to the moon. They quoted you as saying this in Los Angeles in the newspapers. Also, your Monday, Tuesday exam, Sunday, Monday. They put that in the newspaper.
Nobody can answer you. Common sense. Can any one of you answer? Why Sunday first and Monday next? You are one of the scientists. Why don't you answer? And this common sense question. Why Sunday first and then all over the world? In the human society, everywhere you go, they will say Sunday first, Monday second. In India, Ravibar. Ravi means sun. And Sombar. Sombar means Monday. the planetary system is so arranged. First of all, Sun, then Moon, then Mars, then Saturn. Saturn is last. Even Swarup Damodar has not answered.
He cannot meet the challenge.
Any scientist here who can answer why Sunday first and Monday second?
I'm not a scientist, but I always thought that the ancients believed that the sun was first because without telescopes or without light measuring instruments, it was bigger and it looked closer.
That's the plan. Sunday is first. And Monday moon is beyond sun.
Because
if they accept, then nobody can approach sun. And how they can approach moon? And calculation, 18,000 miles per hour, and if the moon is situated 95 million miles, then how they can go in 4 days? These are my questions, they have not been answered. It takes at least 7 months. And they went in 4 days. And the man's mother, his photograph was there. She said, oh, at last my son has gone there. You have seen that photograph? I've seen. Mother was satisfied.
That's 19. Tanahang dvishata kruran sangsareshu naradhaman.
This is the result. These rascals, atheist class, they'll suffer in this way. That is described now.
Kripami ajashram ashubhan asorishu eva yonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life.
This is the reason. What is their explanation of the variety of life?
They say due to evolution over many millions of years.
The strongest somehow they survive, and other weaker species they become extinct.
And they say the origin of species is genetic.
They say somehow or other. Somehow or other.
Is that science? Somehow or other. If I say somehow or other, you will become a dog. What is wrong there? If things are taking place somehow or other, so I say somehow or other, you will become a dog. Our explanation is complete. They accept somehow or other is a means for this. Somehow or other you are going to be a dog. How can I deny it? If that is your position, things are taking place somehow or other. So how can you deny somehow or other you will become a dog?
They will say that we have seen that these other things are taking place.
But then it is not the somehow or other. This argument cannot be. Nothing happened somehow or other. We don't believe that. Here is called Tanaham Vishatakuran Chipami Agasangi. See that?
Tanaham Vishatakuran Sangshareshu Naradhaman Kripame Ajashram Ashubhan Asorishu Eva Yonishu.
What is the meaning?
Tan, those, aham, I, Dvishata, envious, Kruran, mischievous, Sangsareshu, into the ocean of material existence, Naradhaman, the lowest of mankind, Kshipami, put, Ajashram, innumerable, Ashubhan, inauspicious, Asorishu, demoniac, Eva, certainly, Yonishu, in the wombs.
There are so many varieties of life. So, we have to accept one of them by Krishna's desire, Krishna's arrangement. Krishna says, Ishara Sarabhutanam Riddhesha Arjuna Tishtati. He is situated in everyone's heart. He is observing everything. So he orders that, give him a body like this. Who can check it? Brahmayan Sarabhutani Jantra Rurhanima. This body is a machine. The machine is given by material nature. So today you may be a very big man, and by your activities, asuric activities, you are so condemned that you have to accept a lower grade life, a fox, sly fox. You are very sly. To spend others' money in moon excursion, now you become a fox. So who can check it? Here it is telling, Tanaham Vishatakuran. So you cannot check it, you are not so great scientist. Then how do you say there is no God? We cannot check God's law. How we can say that there is no God? You can say at your home, I don't care for government. And when government arrests you and puts you in difficulty, how can you check it? Is it possible? Then why do you submit there? When the police comes and arrests you, you can say, no, I don't care for anyone. You cannot say. Is this not punishment? This tree is standing here for hundreds of years, and it will go on standing for thousands of years. Is it not punishment? So what the atheist will answer this? Krishna says, I'll put him into this condition. What the atheist will answer?
They say there's no experience of anyone taking an expert.
No experience? You're not diseased? Do you want disease? Still you say you have no experience? When you are put into some disease and go to hospital and the doctors surgically operate your body, so you have no experience. You did not want that. Your fertile brain, when it is operated with hammer, so you did not experience. How do you say that you have no experience? You are suffering every moment. But you don't want suffering. How do you say that there is no experience? That is foolishness. You are suffering every moment. Adhati, adhibhoti, adhibhoti. Still you say you have no experience? It's shameless. In Indian language it's called behaya. He has got repeated experience. Still he'll say, no, I don't have it.
How does he have experience of rebirth?
Apart from that, that we have to take. Because you are put into difficulty which you do not want. This is your experience. So the intelligent man's question will be that I did not want this, but who has put me into this condition? That is intelligent.
Well, they say there's no, for suffering, there's no divine cause for that. That's just a material cause.
Whatever it may be, you did not want, you have it. Against your will. This is your experience. There is no difference. Either you say material cause or spiritual cause. But you are suffering. What you do not want. That is the point. You are suffering. And you did not want it. Nobody wants distress, but it comes. How it comes? Ajatanaka means without any endeavor. Who is trying that let there be fire in my house? But it takes. Nobody wants that there may be fire in my house. But there is fire, therefore we have to arrange for fire brigade. You are expecting always some danger. Therefore, you make so many precautions. Because you know that although I do not want mishappenings. It will come. Nobody endeavors for mishappenings, but you know there is some superior force will enforce mishappenings. And they are unable to counteract. Just like a scientist knows that he will die. But he's so expert scientist that he cannot counteract. He knows that he'll die. He's talking all nonsense while living, but he does not make any arrangement that he will not die. That is unable. They are making arrangement going to the Mars planet at the expense of taxpayer. So, if we request this rascal scientist that you discover something so that we will not die, take any amount of money. Is there a book?
They'll die while they're trying to find out.
Then? What is the use of this scientist? Take any amount. Here is my beloved son, my scientist, physician. You take any amount, just give life to my son. Is it able? These are practical. False, bogus, bluffing, that is another.
They get angry if we tell them this.
Yes. That is, means that they are scared. When there is argument between you and me, if one becomes angry, that means he is scared. That is the proof. He cannot reply anymore. He has become angry. That is his defeat. Mukhaya upadesa hi prakopayana santa. Murkha, if a rascal is given good instruction, he'll be angry. But that is the proof that he is asking. That is the proof. The example is given, prappanam bhujanganam kevalam bhujavardhanam. Just like if you give milk, very nourishing food, to a human being, he will get strength. But if you give to a snake, it will increase poison. But that is the proof that here is a snake. Paipanang bhujanganam kevalang visavardhanam. If you give milk to a human child, he will grow healthy. And the same milk you give to a serpent child, it will grow poison. One day, ready to bite you. You have given milk, it has increased poison and it will show his fangs, hood. That is Vasu. So therefore they become snakes, scorpion, so low grade life. Snake life is so degraded that at once you see a snake, immediately every one of us will be ready to kill it. Everyone, without any mercy. Nobody will say, no, no, let it go. So he's put into that life that he cannot come in the light. As soon as he comes in the vision of somebody, everyone is ready to kill. And nobody is sorry. Nobody is sorry. Prahlad Maharaj said that. Mode to sadhurabi mischika sattahatya. Even one is saintly person, he will be satisfied if a snake is killed. Saintly person doesn't want that anyone should be killed. But if a snake is killed, he said, oh, you have done right. Mode to sadhurabi mischika sattahatya. So, Prahlad Maharaj said that my father is killed, nobody is unhappy. Nobody is unhappy. But he was just like a snake and scorpion. Now you'll be satisfied. There is no cause of becoming angry. Everyone is satisfied. That was Prahlad Maharaj's prayer. Find out this verse. Hari Samhita. Vishchaka sattva hatya. There is no modeta?
No, it might be the second or fourth line.
Yes, it is fourth line. Give it to me. Respectable. No, he has gone so far. Here it is.
That's the problem.
Mode to sadhuru bhi bischika sattva.
It appeared that you didn't even look.
Yadyatcha manyam asuras chahattas tvayadya modeta sadur api drishtika sarpahatya lokascha nirvitim ita pratiyanti sarve rupang nashingha Vibhavyaya, Vibhavyaya, Janas Maranti. My Lord Nrsimhadev, please therefore cease your anger now that my father, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, has been killed. Since even saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or snake, all the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon. Now they are confident of their happiness, and they will always remember your auspicious incarnation in order to be free from fear. Report. The most important point in this verse is that although saintly persons never desire the killing of any living entity, they take pleasure in the killing of envious living entities like snakes and scorpions. Hiranyakashipu was killed because he was worse than a snake or a scorpion, and therefore everyone was happy.
A snake and scorpion. Of course, sometimes snakes, they eat their own children. They do it. But he was just trying to kill his own child. Mode to sadhurapi mischika sattva hatya. Very good example. Saintly persons, they also want killing living entities like snake.
Continue. Hiranyakashipu was killed because he was worse than a snake or a scorpion, and therefore everyone was happy. Now there is no need for the Lord to be angry. The devotees can always remember the form of Nrisimhadev when they are in danger, and therefore the appearance of Nrisimhadev was not at all inauspicious. The Lord's appearance is always worshipable and auspicious for all sane persons and devotees.
What is the next verse?
Naham bibhemi ajita te atibaya nakasya divaka netra brukuti rabasogra dangstrat antra swaja shataja keshara shanku karnan nirhada bhita digibhad aribhin nakagrat. Translation. My Lord, who are never conquered by anyone, I am certainly not afraid of your ferocious mouth and tongue, your eyes bright like the sun, or your frowning eyebrows. I do not fear your sharp, pinching teeth, your garland of intestines, your mane soaked with blood, or your high, wedge-like ears. Nor do I fear your tumultuous roaring, which makes elephants flee to distant places, or your nails, which are meant to kill your enemies.
Nail is sufficient to kill an enemy like Hiranyakashipu. No other weapon required. Simply, tabakara kamale rakhamadhubhuta sinna. His wonderful nails. Tabakara kamale bari rakhamadhubhuta sinna. Dalita Hiranyakashipu tanu bhinna. Just like you sometimes press some insect, immediately dies. So this Hiranyakashipu, simply by nails pressed and pinning.
Thank you.